We've got a dry weekend this weekend, but there's plenty of moisture potential over the next few weeks. I'm Chief Meteorologist Ryan Martin with Hoosier Ag Today's Weekend Weather Outlook Planting Edition. And here's what we've got as we take a look at the setup. As we said, this weekend, very, very nice. We picked up some moisture yesterday. That caused a little bit of a pause in field work in parts of the state. But I think it's a short-term pause, all things considered. High pressure setting up right now today over the Great Lakes to our north over Michigan. We're going to be seeing beautiful sunshine for Saturday. Even sunnier skies, if that's possible. Tomorrow, good dry down, good evaporation. I think we squeezed out a dry Monday as well over Indiana. Clouds increasing overnight Monday night. For Tuesday, we see scattered showers developing, especially in the afternoon and evening. Rains can be anywhere from a quarter to three quarters of an inch over most of the state. 100% coverage as it looks right now. I think those scattered rain showers are done in the north as we approach midnight. Here's where it gets interesting. In the south, we see this frontal boundary stall, and that then becomes a corridor for additional moisture to come out of a major low sitting over Texas and the lower Mississippi River Valley. So I don't think that we are done with rains on Wednesday at all in the south. Maybe they taper off and kind of get a little sparse, but there's rain around through Wednesday. Then overnight Wednesday night through Thursday the 1st, we've got another strong low coming up that corridor, probably ending up with 70% coverage across the state from the Hoosier Heartland Corridor southward. But we can see an additional on Wednesday, probably 10th to half an inch of precipitation with that 40% coverage, 30% coverage. And then Thursday, 70% coverage with a quarter to 1.5 inches. Could be some strong thunderstorms in there. Once we get into Friday the 2nd, we do dry down. I think we get sunshine back very, very quickly. Strong evaporation, but there will be a ton of water that we're going to have to be dealing with in the area. The 3rd and 4th also stay dry. High pressure close by, and I think we see good evaporation, good drying. The week of the 5th is interesting. We are very, very active to our west. As a matter of fact, when you wake up on Monday the 5th, I can count 1, 2, 3, 4 systems spaced out across the country that are wanting to try and head this way. However, I don't think all of them hit us. We're looking at a very active precipitation pattern a little bit farther to the west, central western Corn Belt, Great Plains, but we don't see it right away here. So I'm going to say the 5th could stay dry. The 6th, we see a few scattered showers. 7th, a few scattered showers. Finally, a strong front for Thursday, the 8th. As we move forward after that, it does try to dry down a little bit, but that means we've got plenty of moisture to work with and not a lot of wide open days in between now and May 10th. I'm Ryan Martin.
At Beacon Credit Union, we're not just lenders. We're your trusted partners. We listen, advise, and support your financial success. Whether expanding your farm, upgrading equipment, purchasing real estate, needing operating funds, or refinancing existing debt, we're here for you. Start at beaconcu.org. Insured by ASI, not federally insured, EHO lender.